Oshta, sunalei. Good morning and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. On any given day, I'm faced with the question mark of what daily messages from DrStanleyLive.com do I turn into a radio broadcast, and which ones don't I? The visitors that I receive here on DrStanleyLive.com come from various sources who may not arrive here through my DrStanleyLive.com page at all. They might find me over here through my AIM page, or my MySpace page, or through a linked email from a friend, word of mouth, or even a search engine. So each day I have to trust my instincts on whether to make a daily message from DrStanleyLive.com into a radio broadcast, since there are 3,000 pages on DrStanleyLive.com, and not everyone makes it over to my daily message. For that reason, today's broadcast comes directly from today's daily message. This morning I woke up hearing a medley of songs that kept coming to me, one right after the other. One would begin before the other would end. I nearly went out of my mind before I finally figured it out. I make it a point to always lay there in bed with my eyes closed and talk out loud a dream, as if I'm telling someone else, or I'll just lay there with my eyes closed and sing the song that came to me, or the songs that came to me. This helps me understand the message more clearly. I take my time and talk or sing it all out. Well, this morning I woke up to a medley of songs that had me in it. Me was in every single song. That sounds so selfish and self-involved, but I innately knew this message was not about me, per se, as much as it was about our own individual self. So I suppose it was a self-involved message for all of us, but not meant in the selfish sense. When you visit my website, I take it seriously that you're looking for answers about your life. Whether you're having health, financial, career, relationship, or spiritual challenges, the entire point of visiting my website over on DrStanleyLive.com is to gain insight about your life. These radio broadcasts aren't about my life at all. They're about your life. See, when you leave my sites, whether that's the MySpace site, my DrStanleyLive.com site, or this site, I want you to have gained more insight and knowledge than when you arrived. I mean, isn't that the whole point of you coming here? Seriously, you're not coming here for me. You're coming here for you. And I'm into that. I am more than okay with honesty. And if you agree with that statement, then you're on the fast track to really being yourself. Assume that it's all about you. This isn't meant as a t-shirt wearing selfish statement. It's all about me. It's meant with a gentle tone and the most pure and honest intention of the statement. It's all about me. Folks, whether it is good or bad, assume that it is really all about you. And then work on yourself to either use the good to be bigger, better, and more, or use the bad to be bigger, better, and more. So how do you get started assuming that it's all about you? My suggestion is to begin your journey on the rulership's page of your sun sign. Now you can get there by going to your daily horoscope, and just beneath the individual date at the top, you'll see a link below them that says Aquarius rulerships, Virgo rulerships, Leo rulerships, Pisces rulerships, whatever your horoscope page is, whatever your sign happens to be, and then click and then go there. Start right there before you even begin focusing on your horoscope. Whatever your sun sign rules, that's what you should be acting like and doing. That's what will come easy to you. Folks, this will literally blow your mind when you will realize that you are so you. So for me, I read the Gemini horoscopes and then I practice being me. I play me up. If I really want to go crazy figuring me out, then I will look at the rulership pages of the signs where I have a wonderfully aspected planet. And of course, I play that up too. And also, don't forget your North Node. I always write about the North Node. My North Node is in Virgo, which is exactly what gives me my perfectionistic, anal retentive, detailed, methodical, critical, borderline OCD, type A personality. If there's a needle in a haystack to be found, believe me, I can find it. Now, who I really am is a Gemini, Virgo, Cancer, and Aquarius, all rolled into one. I'm a Gemini Sun, North Node Virgo, Cancer Rising, Jupiter, and Aquarius, so I practice being all four of those rulerships. Now, that's some cool stuff. The best part of it all is that I feel good just being honest with myself about who I am, including those times when I am good, bad, and ugly. Yeah, you even have to own the ugly about yourself before you can change it. Now, the worst damage we can do to ourselves is stifle who we are, and worse yet, take someone with us, as in a relationship, and stifle them too, so we can seemingly make ourselves feel better about who we are. I mean, what kind of illusion is that? I see so many people stifling themselves and then forcing the energy onto someone else, which basically says, hey, I refuse to be me, so you can't be you either. Jeez Louise, how self-involved is that? Just saying that sentence makes me feel like I need to open the window and get some air, because that is such a suffocating, sad, and oppressive statement if I ever heard one. Folks, I can't stress enough how much my websites are about you. They are so about you. I've been designing DrStanley.com with the information on it as a puzzle, and it's your job to figure out who you are before you even begin trying to figure out someone else. My goodness, folks, the person you may be trying to figure out is probably dazed and confused too. And you want to spend your time on the planet trying to get to the bottom of who they are? Always assume that it's all about you, and then look to see how you put yourself in that circumstance. This is deep, folks. It really is. Now, how about you run off and look up your rulerships? Take some notes on how you can apply more of you to your life, and then bring in that north node that's in your natal chart. I put the north node in all of my charts, and I wrote a piece about the north node on your sign's rulership page. Now get out there, go play yourself up, and practice being you. In Cherokee we say, until we meet again, Deinada, Gohaya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.